Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm Joe Cook, got Justin Wells, our weekly look at the latest in recruiting. We start a little bit of movement to 2027, but hey, big decision upcoming on 2026 prospects that you're going to want to pay attention to. Prospects. So make sure you like the video, make sure you subscribe to the channel. And of course, if you have not done so yet, head to InsideTexas.com. $1 will get you access all the way up until August 30th. That means the recruiting info that you need as Texas tries to build out its 2026 class, team information, more coverage of SEC media days, inside practice reports, scrimmage intel, everything leading up to Ohio State. You're not going to want to miss out. And of course, make sure you go and buy Thinking Texas Football. Our Paul Wadlington has the best preview in the market when it comes to Longhorns football, the SEC, and even the 2025 recruiting class. So make sure you go check that out. The link is in the description. Today, Justin, we've got to make sure we get ready for Derek Cooper's decision on Sunday. Hollywood, Florida, Chaminade Madonna Prep. Running back recruiting has seen a lot of twists and turns here for Chad Scott's first cycle. But this one looks like it's looking a lot better, like it's in a lot better shape than it was 1 month, 2 month, even 4 months ago.
Yeah, you know, Cooper from Chaminade Madonna Prep, you know, he's a material guy in a material world. That's the way I look at it. This is an NIL recruitment, but this is also a recruitment where he's trying to find the best home. He's trying to find the best spot. Look, wrote about it earlier in the recruiting humidor. Basically had to lay it out. Georgia was the first one really in the mix. He committed to them early, but I think it was only for 3 or 4 days. So it was really brief. Miami's been there the longest. They have put in the most work, the most effort. They've even sold him on the infrastructure of the Hurricanes, the offensive line, kind of what they want to build around him. And then Ohio State was in there throwing hands to try to get him as well. This thing's coming down to Texas and Georgia, just like the last few handful of major recruitments in the class of 2026. We feel confident Texas is in a great position today. As we wrote today, he's trending Texas as of this moment, 48 hours before the announcement. But this is an NIL recruitment, so do not rest until you hear him say it and proclaim it and move forward, because Georgia's not done. They're still pushing. They're still talking to him. They're still connecting with him. They're going to make a final push at the same way Texas will probably in the next day and a half. But, you know, there's a reason why all these teams are clamoring for him. He's a five-star. He's one of the best football players in the country. And I said football player because he not only delivers on the offense, he brings hat on defense. This guy is the hammer to everyone else's nail when he's playing linebacker. And like Drew Kelson told us on our IT Live last week, the running back and linebacker are very, very similar positions, just obviously opposite sides of the field. And so we feel confident that Texas has put themselves in a tremendous position. Hey, people say he didn't take an official visit. You don't have to take an official visit in the NIL era. He came in on an unofficial in April for 2 days. Absolutely loved it. His family loved it. But they didn't want to cancel any of the other official visits, and they wanted to stay true to their word. At the end of the day, he told me a couple weeks ago, I want to see Texas before I make this announcement. Then he sets his date, and now the Horns are in the prime pouncing position to grab him. They know, he knows he would be the only take in this class. He also understands he is going to be looked at to make an impact early in Austin if he picks the Horns. They look at him as a guy that could potentially play early. 6'1 and a half, 6'2, 210 pounds. That kid has SEC tailback written all over it. It's Texas. It's Georgia. We'll see who comes out victorious on Sunday.
Man, you hit all the high notes. As far as Texas being able to be in position, even if it is the type of recruitment that you say it is, when they go after Amari Latimer, when they go after Xavier Crowell, KJ Edwards, the list goes on, and for Texas to still be in position to get a player of Cooper's caliber says a lot about where Texas is right now, but also some, you know, hard work on the trail from Chad Scott to be a finalist heading into decision day.
Yeah, you're right. This is equal doses of Chad Scott building a great relationship. Remember, Tashaar Choice really liked Derek Cooper too, but he couldn't get him on campus. And I swear, Choice could get anybody on campus. Scott comes in the mix, gets him in there, and now we're sitting where we're sitting. And I think you need to give Chad Scott a ton of credit for that. Also, if you're a Texas fan, and especially one that covers recruiting and the roller coaster that it can be year to year, they weren't going to go without a star running back. This was the cycle they needed, a big-time running back. And look, I'm a big Ricky Stewart Jr. fan. I'm a big James Simon fan, both 2025 signees at tailback for Texas in the last class. Cooper's different. Okay, Cooper's another level. And you can bring in developmental guys. You can bring in fringe four stars. You can bring in guys that are right there on the line of five star. But you need your bell cow, okay? And if you're Dia Bell, you know what you need? You need that left tackle and John Turrentine, and you need that tailback behind you in Derek Cooper. And Bell has been instrumental in this recruitment. Understand, these guys don't live very far away. They've been talking, connecting on a regular basis. Dia's doing a lot of the legwork behind the scenes that I don't think people even realize. But Texas wasn't going to, in this cycle, not getting a war daddy at tailback. They just weren't. Now, they took some hits to the chin with KJ, with Tredarian, with Javian, with some of those other guys, Xavier Crowell. But they found a guy that they feel like is a great mix. And I got to tell you the truth, out of all those tailbacks, Cooper might be the one that fits this offense the best. They've got speed guys. What they need is that inside the tackle guy, that inside zone, outside zone type of guy that hits the hole, cuts and goes. And this is the big time tailback I think you need in a conference like the SEC. You need speed. But, man, you got to have some guys that can get you grinding out yards. And Sark even talked about it at Media Days this week about the red zone offense. You know what helps a red zone offense? A Derek Cooper. And I think that's why Texas is in a great spot for him.
Before we keep going, got to show some love to our sponsor, and that is Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
One of the cool parts about this time of year is you get to this point and a lot of commitments have been made. The class that you're in starts to figure out where they're going. And you start to learn a little bit more about some of the guys that the coaches offered in the next cycle during the course of the spring and maybe made a camp visit and maybe even snuck in on their own during some of the official visit stuffs. We also see some rankings get updated before the season starts. Rivals did that exact thing. And there are two of the best players in the country within the state of Texas. Technically three, but you wrote about two earlier today. They are 2027 must-gets. They are playing on the line of scrimmage, and they are the types of players that Kyle Flood and Kenny Baker need to go get. Let's start on the offensive side. We're going to go all the way to Kingwood. We've seen Humble produce a good amount of offensive linemen, Kelvin Banks, Sam Cosmi going back.
Cam Dewberry
going to A&M.
Kenyon Green.
Humble's been up there. Kingwood, not as much. And I know they're pretty close, but I know they're probably close rivals. But Kingwood has not been a part of that pipeline. There's someone named Kennedy Brown, and he's going to change all that. You look at his film. He starts right there at right tackle, number 75 for the white and blue team. Kingwood High School probably plays a little bit of everything. But this is someone who is basically a top five prospect on every service. He is someone who has also seen Texas a couple times. And if you're trying to continue to build your offensive line and have things ready for whoever the person after Dia Bell is and whoever's next after Arch, all that stuff, you need the best offensive lineman. And that is what Kennedy Brown is in the state of Texas in the 2027 class.
So with Kennedy Brown, this one's really easy. Okay. So we saw him last year, and then he came in for junior day in late January, early February in Austin. And he's one of those, once you see him get out of the car, get off the bus, get out of his truck or whatever, you're like, okay, that's a no-brainer. That's what a five-star looks like. Then he gives you a handshake, with the size of a catcher's mitt. And you're like, okay. And he's looking you in your eyes and he's being respectful. And you're like, okay. And then months later, he's the number one offensive tackle in the country. You know, Texas has kind of had a little penchant for the number one guys at their position recently. You know, when you get Dia Bell, you get a Tyler Atkinson, you get a James Johnson in the class of 2026. Why not go for the number one guys in 2027? Hey, that's the thing about recruiting. You can't just settle in on one class. You got to recruit one, sometimes even 2 years ahead of you to build that foundation so that you can bring it up in the next in their final year. So you can really, you know, sell the vision and what you would need to do. Kennedy Brown is the must get of must gets on offensive line, especially with the way the Horns have handled offensive tackle in the class of 2026. I think that makes Kennedy Brown that much more important. This kid is wide open. Okay. Texas A&M, Oregon, Ohio State, Michigan. There's a handful of schools. He's got close to 40 offers. This kid is just absolutely fantastic. He's also a really, really good kid, really kind of soft-spoken. He's kind of breaking out of his shell a little bit, but you can tell he's new to this process. He's happy to talk to anybody. We'll see how long that lasts, but I'm a big fan of Kennedy Brown. Charlie Williams and I pretty much – the offensive tackle class in state in 27 is ridiculous. Okay, there is talent everywhere, and Kennedy Brown is the best of that group. You get a Caden Scott, you get a Damar Johnson, you get somebody out of that group, and you're going to do well. But Kennedy's at the top, and Texas has done a great job. They connect with him on a weekly basis. Kyle Flood reaches out, Jeff Banks reaches out, and Steve Sarkisian reaches out. This one is just now starting, but they're going to be battling Oregon and Texas A&M. I think those are two teams that have asserted themselves in this recruitment, but Texas has made sure he understands, buddy, you're priority numero uno, and they are treating him as such.
He is the number one player in Texas, according to all the major services. I see him listed at 6'3 and a half. I think he claims 6'5.
I'd say 6'4. He's about 6'4.
Yeah, Truth's probably somewhere in the middle. And he's a 2027. So, you know what? He could still be growing. 285, though, athletic, someone who gains, you know, 25 pounds once he gets.
And he's moving to the left side of the line for his junior year coming up for Kingwood. I think that's significant because I want to see his kick step. I want to see kind of how he moves. I know he's going to look great, Joe, but that transition is going to tell us some stuff too.
We have to keep going, and we're going to talk a little bit about the defensive side of the ball. Just like we mentioned, offensive line has one of the top prospects in state in Kennedy Brown. The defensive line has the same thing. Lots of great defensive linemen in this class. A lot of them are in just, you know, all over Texas. But yeah, one of the main ones is in Cedar Hill in the DFW area. That is Jalen Brewster, and this is someone that I'm pretty sure Kenny Baker has been talking to for a while and needs to continue talking to as we get further and further in the 2027 cycle.
When you see recruits like Kennedy Brown and Jalen Brewster at this time, you know what you think? My first thought is, that's going to be expensive. That kid's going to be expensive. That's Jalen Brewster. Like, you know, if you want your alpha male on the offensive line, you go Kennedy Brown. You want it on the defensive side? That's the number one defensive lineman in the country, Joe. Jalen Brewster is legit. Our Charlie Williams has been writing about this kid for well over a year. He was even in a must-get piece we wrote a couple weeks ago. Please check that out at InsideTexas.com. Look, Jalen Brewster is a daddy, okay? He's a war daddy. 6'3", 300 pounds, plays with a motor that's like a Mack truck. Like, if you want a stereotypical, beautiful defensive tackle in the NFL, this is what the starter kit looks like. Brewster is an absolute menace. We'd even heard a little bit of hints of he could potentially be reclassifying. Comes to find out that's not the case. But he's that physically ready. He is a guy that could make that jump like a Richard Wesley did. He has got every freaking tool you can imagine on the defensive front. He can play different from 3-tech to 5-tech. He's very versatile. He's got violent hands. He's got great feet. And the best part is that Texas has made sure he's a priority in their line. Kenny Baker is doing a really good job here. And if you've noticed, the longer Kenny Baker is at Texas, the better the D-line recruitment has been. And it's because Kenny has gotten to know these guys for a couple of years now. He's been able to build out those early relationships. Kenny Baker is a really – these players and parents will tell you he's a great guy to get to know. He's a guy that you want to play for. And the product on the field last year proved, hey, he knows what he's doing in the trenches. Jalen Brewster sees that. Now, remember what I said? He's going to be expensive. Oregon is ready. Phil Knight's got a Brinks truck with Jalen Brewster's picture on it. Texas A&M is ready to sell about 400 barrels of oil if they think that this kid could come through the mix. This is the type of guy that you break the bank for, and for good reason, because he's going to be an immediate impact guy at whatever place he winds up going. He's got over 50 offers. He hasn't seen a junior snap on varsity. That's how big and how good and how strong. We're sitting here watching the tape right now, and Joe and I's eyes just continue to get bigger and bigger if you're not watching and just listening. But, yeah, Texas is in a good spot. Again, Oregon and A&M have majorly prioritized this guy. They have built great relationships. But I love what Kenny Baker's done early. He has settled in on this guy. Like you said, he's in the DFW area. There's a lot of really good top-end O-line and D-line guys in state. So I don't think the Horns are going to have to go out of state as much as they've had the last couple cycles. Jalen Brewster is one of those reasons. Hey, if you can get a Kennedy Brown and a Jalen Brewster, buddy, that is as good as it gets at the beginning of a class of 2027.
Just looking at the top recruits in Texas in 2027, a lot of them are defensive linemen, and Brewster is right there at the top. So always good to get a good head start on who we need to know about in the next class. So make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe to this channel. And, of course, if you've not done so yet, head to InsideTexas.com. $1 gets you access all the way up until August 30th. That's the Ohio State game, recruiting, team intel, everything you need just for $1. And, of course, by our guy Paul Wadlington's Thinking Texas Football. The link is in the description. Best Longhorn preview that there is. Every position, every opponent, every SEC team. Now look at the landscape of college sports, always changing, but Paul has a good grasp on it. So, Justin, thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, Texas fans, if you hear Paulie talking whenever we're talking about a recruit, that's a sign. This girl has incredible early evaluation skills, even at this early age. She understands recruiting already, like her dad. And so if you hear her talking a little bit because we're mentioning Brown and Brewster, it's because she's in the know. She understands how important they are. Texas fans need to, too.
She knows. You know, too. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time on Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com.